This just released. The Gunhawagi Legislative Coordinating Commission would like to update Gunhawagi Hironu on last evening's 10th community consultation for amendments to the Gunhawagi membership law. Approximately 20 community members and several observers were in attendance. Because of low numbers, participants agreed to combine Groups 1 and 2, with Group 3 remaining intact. Groups 1 and 2 presented their response to Group 3's request for comment and position on their proposal suggestion to consider applicants who have three Mohawk great-grandparents under certain circumstances. Groups 1 and 2 reiterated the position that the four great-grandparent requirement be retained and rejected the request to change the requirement to three great-grandparents with a clan due to logistical concerns. Group 3 then came to consensus and agreed with several positions presented by the other groups. These included a number of positions put forth at earlier meetings, including agreement that children of a Mohawk parent and another verified Iroquoian parent should be eligible for automatic enrollment, that those who clearly meet the four great-grandparent requirement should be enrolled by the membership registrar, and that certain requirements currently in the law regarding language, culture, and maintaining ties with the community be removed, and that instead these requirements be inserted into a preamble due to unenforceability. This consensus allowed the groups to move forward to discuss specific amendments to clarify the definition of what constitutes a Mohawk great-grandparent. That process has begun and will be the topic of the next consultation to be held on June 19th. Another consultation will be held the following week on June 26th. Both are Wednesdays, and both will be held at the Gunhawagi School Gymnasium. These will be the final consultations for the summer. The official minutes will be posted at GunhawagiMakingDecisions.com early next week.